Ground was broken Friday morning at the University of West Florida for the first construction project under the UWF Business Enterprises Incorporated umbrella. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody was there.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And welcome to this wonderful groundbreaking of East Campus.
Jim Barnett, BEI's chief executive officer, told those gathered under the tent next to the Davis Highway, US 90 Junction, that the event celebrates progress.
Plans don't accomplish work. Goals on a flip chart, on a wall, do not accomplish work. It is people that truly get things done. It's taken us a while to get here, but we've ensured it's done the right way.
The project involving BEI and Compass Chartwells, the university's food service provider, is part of the campus master plan announced in 2012. Under the blueprint, the eastern part of the UWF campus was envisioned as an enterprise zone.
We are standing on our most visible spot on the University of West Florida's 1,660 acres. 25,000 cars pass by this spot every single day.
School President Judy Bent says the construction symbolizes much more than the food, drink, and services that will be available to both students and to the general public.
What this is today is the beginning of a very loud statement that we, the university, are growing, we are emerging, and we are beginning to be a major contributor to our region. It is a visible statement of what is happening at the University of West Florida and the rest of our campus.
The UWF Board of Trustees put the final piece of the puzzle in place last month by approving the development agreement and right of entry for the East Campus project. The document then gained approval from the BEI Board of Directors, which K.C. Clark chairs.
You know, this is not the first public-private partnership we've done with BEI. Obviously, Scenic Hills was that, but Scenic Hills existed. This is new. This is clearly the most visible, tangible public-private enterprise undertaken at UWF.
President Judy Bent says no state funding will go into the project, which means the revenues will come directly to UWF. She adds that most other universities in Florida have developed similar programs.
It will be a development that will be an economic engine for the university and the community. Everyone will make money.
Then we dig dirt and we throw it forward.
All right.
Okay. Dirt flies.
One, two, three.
That's right. Ready? One, two, three.
The East Campus site will feature a mix of retail and restaurants to be identified later this spring. One of the outlets already announced is Starbucks. That and some of the other first businesses are scheduled to open sometime this winter. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.